and successful people live by. What is success really? Success depends on the person, meaning at the end of the day, if you're happy, you've already won. For example, someone whose dream is to be a stay-at-home mom and are doing it, that's success. Or if you want to travel the world without a 9-to-5 job holding you down and doing it, that's success. All of our successes are different. I'm sure you've heard many successful people wake up early. This is not to flex so they can brag about themselves. It's more about taking their mornings back by taking time for themselves. Success isn't what time you wake up. Success is what you're doing when you're awake. I live by this too, which is why I teach people productivity, because I actually live it. I used to wake up just enough time to get ready and head to work, but I got really exhausted eventually. So I started to get up earlier just to get out of bed 1 or 2 hours later, and it evolved my whole day. I'll be happy to get into that in another blog, but in the meantime, let's get into this one. Start your day with silence. Make time for getting up, get enough sleep, exercise, read and execute, write to get clear on your vision. So let's start with the first one. Start your day with silence. Many people usually jump out of bed and get to work or go straight to their goals. But what many people don't realize that it is okay to slowly get out of bed and enjoy just the quietness of the morning or late night hours. I mean, think about it. We have so many thoughts that run through our heads, and our energy is given to so many people throughout the day. So take your mornings back by embracing that you are rebooting yourself. Make time for getting up. This relates to starting your day with silence. When you're waking up, take time to open your eyes and adjust. Here are some examples. Meditation or breath work. Not everyone meditates or knows how to meditate, and that's okay. You can just do breath work, such as 3 deep breaths in and out, and then 2 rapid breathing in and out to get your heart rate pumping. Another one is visualize. Visualize and feel what you want to accomplish today. This sets your mind to be mentally and physically ready, also setting you up for your priorities for the day. Get enough sleep. I know over the years people say getting up early is the best way to succeed, but getting enough sleep is important too. Scientifically, your brain is unable to retain information and function at its best when you are tired. And remember, your 100% is not the same every day. Exercise. Did you cringe at this? No worries. Exercising is much more than a form of losing weight. It is also something that gives you energy by increasing your heart rate and pumping your blood throughout your body, especially those parts that have been in sleep mode. It doesn't have to be long. By only doing 10 minutes of HIIT workouts can really make a difference. Read and execute. Most billionaires or millionaires read every day. Even they learn from someone else. When you read self-improvement books to feed your mind, you're separating yourself from 95% of society. You've heard the saying, learn something new every day. But when you do that, you only can remember so much. And if we don't practice it, we forget. So learn something new and actually apply it to your daily life. Then go on to the next. Write to get clear on your vision. It only takes a few minutes to journal. You can answer 3 questions for the day and at night, such as, what are you most grateful for? How do you feel today? And who is depending on you today? While you're doing this, you can also write down your 3 priorities for the day. I go into this on my other blog, Beginner's Guide to Productivity. This is a great way to start. Overall, successful people have morning routines because they know they are setting the tone for their days, makes all the difference in being successful and productive. Most of all, improving your sanity. If this helps you in any way, please share this message with someone else that may need this. Thanks for stopping by. See you later.